Bonneville, at least, four new faces will appear on the town of Bonneville's council following the October 18 municipal election. The town of Bonneville's current mayor Jean Sobolewski, and three councillors, Renee Van Brabant, Ray Prevost and Lorna Storichuk, have chosen not to run in the upcoming 2021 municipal election. Although Count Elisa Brissot will not be running to reclaim her seat as councillor, she has thrown her name into the ring for mayor. This will leave up to five seats on council open to new nominees. Count Brissot will run against candidate Dwayne Zaraska for mayor in the upcoming election. To fill the other seats on council, voters will get to choose from 13 nominees for town councillors. Running with the hopes of returning to their position on council are incumbents Chad Colborne and Brian McAvoy. Other names that will appear on the ballot with hopes of scooping a councillor seat include Kayla Blanchett, James Dale, Zach Eddamy, Byron Johnson, Brian Krawchuk, Phil Kushnir, Neil Langridge, Trevor McCurrick, Michael Morris, David Sharon and Darcy Zalisco. Taking it to the polls on election day, polling will take place at the Bonneville Seniors Drop-In Center, 4813 47 Avenue, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. for residents hoping to skip the line on October 18. There will be five opportunities to take part in advance polling. All five advanced polls will take place at the town administration office in the council chambers. Advanced polling for the town of Bonneville will take place on Wednesday, October 6 from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, October 7 from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, October 9 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday, October 13 from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, October 14 from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. The town of Bonneville will also be offering an elector assistance at home voting option on the same days as the advance polling dates. Residents requiring elector assistance at home voting will have to contact the town of Bonneville's substitute returning officer, Renee Stoyles, by Monday, October 4. More on the ballot when residents from the town of Bonneville return to the polls this October to vote in the municipal election. They won't only be voting on who they would like to fill the seats of mayor and councillors. Additional questions added to the municipal ballot at the request of the Alberta government include two referendum questions and an opportunity to select three provincial Senate nominees. The two referendum questions that will be included on the 2021 municipal ballot are as follows. Should Section 36(2) of the Constitution Act, 1982 Parliament and the Government of Canada's commitment to the principle of making equalization payments, be removed from the Constitution? Do you want Alberta to adopt year-round daylight saving time, which is summer hours, eliminating the need to change our clocks twice a year? The town of Bonneville will also be conducting the vote for the Senate election and referendum questions for residents of Summer Village of Bonneville Beach and Summer Village of Pelican Narrows.